Hello, it's the 11th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A man from Flitwick attempted to illegally sell his landlord's rental property. 41-year-old Andrew Smith had barely been a tenant for a month in the three-bedroom Cambridge residence before he tried to sell the house. A potential buyer, while conducting a drain survey on the home, was told by neighbours they believed it was a rental and not for sale. Upon confirmation, the police were contacted. The investigation uncovered fraudulent documents submitted to the estate agent and payments for rental furniture to stage the interior. Sam pleaded guilty to entering into money laundering and fraud by false representation. He has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. The historic Eagle Brewery on Havelock Street in Bedford, owned by the Carlsberg Marston's Brewing Company, has been sold to Spain-based SA Dam Makers of Estrella Dam Beer. The company's 67 workers will transfer over to the new company. Yesterday, climate activists from Extinction Rebellion, as part of the much larger Make Them Pay movement across Europe, blocked access to the private Harrods Aviation Terminal at Luton Airport. XR's motivation is to end the use of private jets, which they view as 50 times dirtier than trains and 5 to 14 times more polluting than commercial flight. The timing of the protests link to the Conference of Parties or COP27 climate talks currently being held in Egypt. As we remember those who died for our country over the weekend, the Sue Ryder charity is inviting people in the Bedford area to join them in their Lights of Love event. The ceremony, to remember and celebrate loved ones who have passed, will take place at the Harper Suite in Bedford on the 14th of December. That ends this week's news. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.